It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You guys, guess what?
It's our time for our live show.
It's our time for our live show. Wow. You guys, Jamila's high. That's really what's happening here.
High as fuck.
No, but on some real shit, we just announced our second live show in LA, our hometown, bitch.
It's our 2-year anniversary. It is March 28th. It's in LA. It's 420 friendly. There's going to be a bar,
a music.
A DJ, a band, us, and it's at a secret location called House of Bad Choices for the night, and not only are you getting us as a show live, but you're getting a party,
because you know we like to party.
There's like no point in having a show if there's not a party.
There's no point in being called Good Moms Bad Choices if you're not going to have a fucking party.
Period.
So make sure you come out March 28th. You can buy tickets on our website, goodmomsbadchoices.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. You can also get the tickets there. And you can watch this episode on Patreon, searching Good Moms Bad Choices. We're talking horror stories. 2, actually.
Extra episodes.
And
yeah. Sex and sex positions. There's some.
No, I'm talking about this episode.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, sex positions on Patreon. This episode, we're talking about a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of bad things that I'm confessing to, so you don't want to miss them. Anyway, here's the episode.
Enjoy it. Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, people.
What's everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? My back fucking hurts because I'm an old bitch. That's my song.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. Bravo.
I went to yoga class today for the first time in like a very long time. And I was trying to do way too much. I was really, really pushing it with these white people.
They were doing
a lot of crazy shit, and I was like, oh, I can do that.
Was it like a level 7 class? Like,
It's like intermediate, and it's heated.
Mm.
So they get you all warmed up and shit, and you'd be thinking you can do more than you can really do.
That's me.
So Maya's been at work all day. I was like, fuck. Like, what the fuck, man? This is what 32 feels like.
Today, Erica asked me how old she was, because she forgot for a moment.
I did. I literally genuinely forgot.
Like,
I
was
like,
how old am I?
I was like, am I 31?
I know. Like 31, 31, 32, 30. Like, it just all seems the same.
I was at work and like one of the girls is like, she just had her 26th birthday. One of the girls that works for the brand. And she was like, ugh, I feel like I'm on the other side of like the prime of my life. And I was like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up.
You should have kicked her down the stairs.
I was like, I'm 32, so shut up. And I was like, actually, I feel better. And then like there was this other guy who was there. I was 32 as well. He's like, if I can go back to any age, it would be 28, 29. And I was like, okay, 28 wasn't bad. Actually, I was.
Because you start to realize.
I did. But like, honestly, 30s, I'm really enjoying my 30s. Like, I'm, you know, there's obviously, I'm struggling all the time, but I don't. it's a different type of struggle. It's like this like extreme desire to just be, to grow and be better. Whereas before I was just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, you
I'm
know,
drowning, I'm drowning.
And I am still drowning, but I just feel like I have more of a trajectory. Like I know where I'm going.
Where you're headed.
Yeah. Whereas in my 20s, I did not have a fucking clue.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, yeah.
Hoping for something to happen, but you're not really sure what that is.
And I was in a relationship most of my 20s.
Is that lit? Yeah. You know what? In my 20s, I felt like I was in a relationship probably from like 25 to 28, 27, 24 to 27. And like the beginning of my 20s, I was just sledding out so hard that I thought like, okay, I need to be in a relationship to contain myself. That was my thought when I got into a relationship. And then when I was in a relationship, it felt like kind of normal, and like because I wasn't sledding myself out. But also it became miserable. But it's good to be in a place where I know the life on both ends. To be a controlled slut, but not have somebody tell you what to do. And also I feel like I know, like I'm more sure of myself. Even like before we started recording, me and Erica were talking about like two separate friends on two separate occasions apologizing for things they said to us. And we're like, I didn't even fucking think about that shit. Mm-hmm. And literally my friend last night, I was telling her like how I want a business partner in a partner. Like if we're not making money together, if you can't like mentor me, I don't really see it working. And she was like kind of arguing with me. And today she's like, I really apologize for like saying what I said if it offended you. I said, girl, I know what I want. I know who I am. You can't offend me. That doesn't offend me. Like I think that's a part of the 30s, just knowing, even in this space, what we're doing. Like, I think, I mean, a lot of, you know, I'm always asked, like, well, how do you make money doing that? Or what do you, you know, like, so it's about weed smoking moms? Like, there's all, people may not get the picture, but I'm so sure of myself in this space in 31 that it doesn't matter if you get the vision or not. Like, I feel like I need people's reassurance less.
Yeah. For sure.
And I feel sexier. I feel like more better sexually. Speaking of that, actually, also I recently like rekindled or started hanging out with a guy that I used to hang out with in my earlier 20s. And he has like a stocking fetish. And back then I just remember like talking myself out of the situation. Like, what the fuck? This is weird. He probably wants to, like, just honestly being judgmental, even though I participated or whatever. But I,
of course you did.
Of course I did, because even then I was, you know. But reconnecting with him now as like 31 versus like 23 years old, I'm like, I can better appreciate the kinks, that he's older, that he's established, you know. So it's like, it is, you know, the 30s are a great place. And people told me that, like, for women, 30s, you have your best sex, it's your best time. And I was panicking when I was 26, 27, because I'm like,
I always feel like I went through an actual, like, I really could have been, you know, I was in a long-term relationship, but I feel more sexual now than I did then. I think I had spurts of it, but I think because I am more secure in what I can provide sexually, and, you know, I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel more assertive when it comes to it. So it feels more like for my pleasure and not just for his pleasure. And if right. It is just for his pleasure, I'm not really that interested.
That's true.
We're not doing it again.
Sex for me has shifted. I'm doing it less to get, like, to prove myself or be wanted. It's just like, if I want to do it, I'll do it.
I think there's still some of that.
There is definitely still some of that.
I'm not gonna act like there's not still some of that.
And also, but like, wait till you see these moves. You're gonna love me. It's more that, like, oh, you think you like me now? How about now? Oh, you're right. You didn't know it could get better? Ow, ow! You know. Just that.
Not that sound. Yeah, no, I agree. That's so funny. Yeah, I definitely had so much sex for the pleasure of, I mean, I got pleasure, but it was always like either I had to do it to myself or like it was just sometimes, but it was, I mean, not, I don't want, like, it, I had good sex in my 20s. I did. But I just feel like I am more now as a single woman, really, like, that's my only concern.
I had great sex in my with my baby daddy for like 4 straight years, which was a problem and a blessing.
It was probably the reason you probably overstayed.
Oh, for sure. But other than that, like, I had some good sex. No, I've had some good sex, but like mostly unrememberable sex.
Well, I think I had good sex too, but I think a lot of times too, though, because, you know, just like any relationship, you have your ups and downs, and ours, a lot of it had to do with infidelity. I always felt like I had something to prove, like sexually. And so, like, it became a lot for his pleasure. And
because,
like,
you thought, like, yeah, and something I'm
and,
doing.
And not wrong. Because, and he probably, it's not even his fault. Like, he didn't even, he had no idea. You know, I mean, he was sure, I'm sure, focused on pleasing me too. But, like, for me, it was like, no, look what I can do.
Right.
You know? Whereas now it's changed, and I don't know. It's interesting to think about, like, when I do find, like, a boyfriend at some point in my life, like, what sex will be like for me then, like, because I don't look at it the same way all the time anymore. Like, well, will I only be with, yeah, obviously I need to be with a man that is a pleaser. I don't know. It's a give and take.
Do you feel like now, as you've had more sex and you're in a different place, do you feel like you are capable of having a relationship that has all the other qualities, and maybe sex is all right because you know how important those other qualities are? Or do you feel like when you do get a relationship, you know how important the sex is going to, like, it's still, because I think I struggle. I'm struggling between the two. Like, because I do need a super sexual attraction, someone who has high sex drive, someone who's, like, wants to, like, be spontaneous. Like, these are all really important, like, that it's large. Or do you think, like, as you get older, those things become less important?
I think as we get older, we're told those things are supposed to get less important. And that's the problem.
Okay.
Like, I think because if you haven't found your partner yet,
it's easy to give advice, like, settle.
Yeah, like, if you haven't found your partner yet that possesses that quality that you need, but maybe has possessed other things, and, you know, you've walked away from that or whatever, like, then people will say that. And, like, people say that to me all the time. But for me, I feel like I've had, you know, I've come to the realization, even after my last relationship, too, it's, like, the things that I will compromise and the things I won't compromise. You know, and one of those things is, like, having a partner that's, like, super sexually open to explore and, like, have fun, and we can talk about shit, and it's not an issue, and it's not weird. And,
right.
You know?
Which I think is even more, I think when you have that clear communication, it's even higher than the actual sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have that kind of clarity and that type of honest relationship, if there are things that aren't fulfilled sexually in the relationship or at all in any space, you can have the communication to say, like, we can sleep outside of the relationship, I think.
I've also had someone tell me, who will name nameless, but I think you know who it is. She's an older woman who's been within a relationship for a long time, tell me that, you know, when she broke up, when her and her man broke up, she told me, Erica, if you do one thing, don't you ever compromise sex. Don't compromise sex.
But what's most important about that conversation is that she ended up in the same relationship again.
I know.
Which is very interesting, because so don't compromise, but also is that important?
I know.
And maybe they do have some type of, like...
But when she told me that, it, like, really resonated with me and, like, stuck to my core. And so that, although, you know, she's chosen to be back with that person and that's, you know, whatever it is, but I know for me, I don't want to do that. I just feel like I can have good sex. So I think I'm going to have bomb fire, like, lit sex
every time,
all the time. No, there's going to be times where, like, we probably have to work through some shit because we energetically aren't together.
Right,
you know what I mean? And that's just relationships. Like, we're not always going to be in sync, and that's going to affect our sex life. But I want to be with someone that I know, at least we have the foundation, you know, like, we know, like, I know it's in you. We're just not aligned right now.
Right. And yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm not unrealistic about that either.
But also, I think you're right. Like, openness to just having a fun sexual experience and like, just being open is mostly what's the key. Because I've dated guys whose sex was, like, it was okay. It was average. It was good. But I thought that there were some places that needed improvement. But also, I felt like they were so, they weren't able to take that type of...
I think also, too, sex can improve. It's not like, I don't necessarily always judge the first time.
Oh, no.
Because I feel like the first time we're figuring each other out. Like, you're trying to figure out what I like. I mean, if it's great the first time, bomb. But if I feel that there's something there, I'll try it again and see how like receptive you are to my needs.
Right.
Because I'm a giving person. I want to please you. So I'm going to ask you anyway. You know? I mean, that's just how I roll. Here comes my child. Hear about her mother's sex abilities.
It's her drama.
Yes, baby.
Go get them,
baby. Go get them, but put them back, okay? All right. My child. Yeah, that's good. Perfect. Thank you.
I think it's loud.
You think? Actually, Irie.
I can hear Snow White or Sleeping Beauty from here.
You're right. Okay. Baby, it's too loud. You have to close it. You have to close it all the way because I can hear it on the here. Close it, babe.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Are you going back? Or are you just rolling?
No.
Anyway.
What?
We're talking sex talk.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, sexual abilities. Oh, the openness to actually getting better and saying, oh, I am open to this. Okay, I'll try that. That's bigger because if you don't feel comfortable enough to tell someone, like, that's, you know, you don't want to do new things and.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit plateaus.
Yeah. I think relationships plateau.
Relationships do plateau.
You know, I don't necessarily mean they end, but, like, they just do at some point.
What do you mean? Like, there's no way of getting out of
that? No, there is. It's called sacrifice and, you know, forcing shit sometimes. But, I mean, I believe, of course I want, like, my life partner. Of course I want the person that I'm going to spend my entire life with, I'm going to die with. You know, we're going to be together. We're going to get married. We're going to have great sex. We're going to go through hard times. We're going to work through them. And all that shit, I do. Because, I don't know, it sounds nice and...
Baby, just do it. Open them and put it in the bowl.
I can't. Just
pull it.
Maybe just pull it.
Pull it apart.
Use both your hands and pull it.
You can't open it. It's just like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, there you go. You probably need to put it on a table. You guys, hold on a second. We'll be right back. Okay, sorry. My child knows when I'm on my rants. She's like, nah, Mom. I won't let you be great. I guess what I was just trying to say is that I don't know. I'm not. I guess I kind of am a pessimist when it comes to love, and I don't mean pessimist, but I just feel like I know. Of course I want that eternal love, but I also realize that people are people and they grow out of each other. Forever is a real fucking long time, but also life is short too, you know. And I think about that too because time goes quickly. You know, when you're just like synced up, if you find that person. I do believe that like people have multiple soulmates and they might not always, you know, I don't know. But it's confusing.
It is confusing. Because I feel the same way. I feel like you can love multiple people in a lifetime, you can have multiple soulmates. I mean, ultimately, yes, I guess I do want to just grow old with somebody.
I guess it just means it's a matter of like how much are you willing. Maybe you find a person that doesn't feel like a sacrifice. Maybe you find a person
definitely.
Like, you know, the good outweighs the bad so much that anything else feels like, what's the point?
That's the only way.
You know?
That's the only way. That's the only way. Period. I would never want to settle with someone and be with someone and feel like in that I've lost a little piece of myself. It would only be like, damn, you make me better. This makes my life better. Like, it makes more sense to be with you than to not be with you. You know what I mean? Like, I do not believe, however that looks for us. I still think that that looks like growing old together. Hopefully, you know, like, but I guess the whole thing with wanting true, genuine love is that, and with reality, is that you have to accept that the truth is, at any point, they could fall in love with someone else. They could change. They could shift. It could change, because that's reality too. But I think the most important thing is just experiencing love without expectation, which is hard because you're mine forever.
I know. Yeah. Anyway. So you guys, we're having a meetup in New York. We're going out there next Wednesday. We are going to meet Thursday night, Supper NYC. Make sure you go check out their website at suppernyc.com.
You just made that up. Can you not?
Can you find the restaurant?
I'm fucking trying.
View information, bitch.
Oh, okay. It's this is the worst. 156 East 2nd Street in New York. 156 East 2nd Street. And I don't see a website, but their profile is at Supper NYC.
Ooh, they have bomb pasta.
It's really good.
Ooh, this looks really... Is it expensive?
It's medium. It's like medium to expensive.
Okay.
It's not really that expensive.
All right,
it's even classier. I don't think they have hard liquor. I think they have wine, so bring a flask. Just kidding.
Okay. They don't have hard liquor. What are we doing there?
We're drinking wine like classies.
Okay. So... Thursday, 8 p.m.
Thursday, 8 p.m., Supper, New York, Supper NYC at 156 East 2nd Street. Wait, is this not going to work? Because of work? People have work. Should we make it earlier?
You mean later?
Work. Like
8 is not a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
It's New York. There's going to be limited reservations. So, if you want to go... DM us. The first 12 people to DM will get a confirmation.
I don't know. We haven't even made a reservation. We haven't even fucking called this place.
We've already told everyone where it is. You can't come.
Okay. You are not invited. No. Honestly, yeah. Even if 12 more people come, we could... Oh, my God. What if we take over the restaurant? That'd be great. A good mom's separate NYC takeover. As many people as you want to come, fucking meet us up there. Whether you confirm or not, just fucking meet us up there. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yeah, just let us know ahead of time if you can.
Yeah, if you're coming for sure, let us know ahead of time. I feel like I love our crew. I just want to say this. I don't know if I say it enough. Like, I know there's extended crew that isn't on Instagram and just listens. And, like, then there's the crew that is on Instagram. And then there's people that we've actually met from Instagram, from the podcast, like, in L.A., in New York. It's so bomb. Like, even in the bathroom. The girls that I found in the bathroom at the club or anywhere, and you ask. And, like, that shit makes me so happy. And just to know that... I could already imagine, like, who's going to come to the New York one, because I know a couple of our NYC mamas. But also, I know it's going to be even more other new people. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to make friends. So great.
Such a cancer.
I am. I'm like, God, this is so exciting.
I'm excited, too. I love.
And I'm excited they're doing, like, a dinner so we can actually fucking have a conversation.
That's the thing, too. I mean, yeah, I want to connect. You know I'm deep and shit. I want to look in your eyes.
Oh, my God.
What else is new? Oh, live show.
We have a live show scheduled for March 28th. We have a venue that's going to be 420 friendly and bomb.
It's amazing. It's a house of bad choices. House. I feel like Lady Gaga. Like house. You know, it's like German house.
The house. Is Lady Gaga German?
No, but you know how she's like House of Gaga?
Oh, yeah.
You know her shit?
You're getting so mad at me, but...
What? Oh, God, shut up.
Because it's House of Bad Choices, like, we should all dress like a little slutty. Like a costume party, because, like, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You know, it's called, like, House of Bad Choices, wear your bad choices outfits.
Ooh.
Oh, you like that?
You gonna wear a cat suit?
Maybe. Meow. Our live show is now a costume party, bitches. Oh my God. Who do I think I am?
I mean, I'm wearing a wig, so I'm wearing...
Right now?
You said, who do you think I am? I literally look like Cardi B right now.
She has... Cardi B's makeup artist did her makeup. She looks like Cardi. She has those pouty Kardashian lips again.
Are they still on?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So...
Did you take notes this time?
How? I was like getting filmed. Oh, I did. I was listening. I kept asking a lot of questions.
Because I feel like when you did it...
Right, I asked her about the lips.
When you did...
What, the Kim?
The Kim lips? For a minute, I was, like, really focusing on it because they were so bomb, and then I just let it go.
I've tried to do it. I try to do, like, that sometimes, but, like, in my own, like, subtle way.
Right.
But I asked her today, I said, is there a technique that you use to, like, make, like, the blow-up doll lips? And she was like, no, I just overdraw your lip, basically. I just go over it.
The line.
Yeah, so... I got my makeup and hair. Well, I got my makeup done to look like it was a Cardi B tutorial, her at the Grammys this year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's very
hence
beautiful.
Hence the purple eye.
It's really beautiful.
I wish I could do this.
But would you?
I mean, for certain things. Yeah. I don't know what, but...
I know. I have a very basic makeup routine.
I told her, too. I was like, I'm basic as fuck compared to this shit right here. It was... intense. I really want to take this wig off, though. It's like...
Take it off. It's just our people.
Should I take it off?
They know you're wearing a wig.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is so ghetto.
It's not ghetto. It's just me.
Oh.
Do you feel better?
Oh, it feels so good.
I would put it on if I didn't have these knots.
This wig is bomb, though. Okay?
Let me see. I want one.
Wait, slip it on. Oh, you can't.
I can't.
That would look crazy.
But tomorrow, I just might...
Mm. $60, holla.
No, I was talking about wearing yours.
Oh.
I'm not buying it. But maybe shit. I hate doing my hair, but then wigs are not really... I should just get clip-ins or something. Okay, a live show, wear a costume, meet up in New York.
Don't wear a costume. Please don't wear a costume. Just look sexy. Don't listen to Jamila. You don't have to wear a fucking costume.
You don't.
Because you start alienating people when you start saying costume, bitch. Not everybody wants to wear a goddamn costume, okay? I mean, I do, but, you know.
So this is, so are we dressing slutty?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, speaking of slutty. The worst part is every time I tell a horrific, a bad choice story, for a week I'm stressing Erica out. Like, I'm having anxiety about that thing I said. And then the next week.
You share it?
I say something new.
Is this a horror story? Are we doing horror stories?
Yeah, this is a horror story.
Horror stories.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait for a Jamila horror story. I feel like it's been a little while.
No, but... I feel like it was like last week.
Oh, okay. I'm going to light up for that.
Okay.
Light it up.
So my horror story is that, well, I have two. One is kind of funny and one is just hoary. Okay. Wow. I've had quite a week. I'm not going to lie. I told my girlfriend, she has traffic going back downtown from the, like, coming through the valley. I was like, you know, let's go have a drink. Let's go have dinner. So deep in the valley. I took way too long. She was trying to leave me. And I was like, wait, no, like, I'm almost finishing my client. Oh, because I did, me and my friend swapped lashes. But she had her granddaughter there, and her granddaughter was, like, running all over. It was kind of difficult to do. And then I decided to babysit the granddaughter the next day for a whole day. And then I realized, whoa, I don't think I want any more kids. But that's beside the point. Anyway. I go to this restaurant in the valley with my girlfriend, and we're talking, and my girlfriend is like a Cancer Leo. And if you're a Cancer Leo cusp, I hope someone's listening, and or you know one, those bitches are crazy. That Cancer Leo cusp, if your birthday is like July 22nd, July 23rd, July 21st, I know you're crazy. Anyway, it's this group of like, they look like maybe like some kind of Middle Eastern older man, but they're all pretty attractive. And I do. I keep looking at my shoulder. I'm like, God, this one in this turtleneck is kind of sexy. Like, you know, I love an old man. I really do. I don't know if I've said that before, but I do like a distinguished older man who can dress suave and nice.
What's suave?
Suave is like you're older, but you still like look sexy.
Does he have style?
Yeah, he has style.
Okay.
Yeah,
turtleneck, like, obviously.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Salt and pepper, whatever. Uh-huh. And they all just look like, you know, it's just a big group of guys. And it looks like they're talking about business, you know? Yeah. Okay, whatever. We continue to talk. Anyway, literally my friend...
Not they're talking about business.
Looked like it was important business being discussed. So, oh, also I saw Trey Songz come in the building. I
mean, what? Where were you? In Deep Valley?
The Joey's in Woodland Hills.
Oh, okay. That's not that deep.
It is.
No, that's like trendy. Everyone lives over there now. It's like fucking Calabasas, bitch. You have like,
basically.
You
know, I mean.
I thought you were going to tell me you're in Chatsworth or
something. No,
shit.
Bitch.
Like
I mean.
North Hills.
No, honestly, I mean, there was really nobody here except like it just happened to be fucking Trey Songz and it happened to these guys. And that other guy who's buying his drinks from the bar. Anyway, so my friend is looking really hard and she's like giving the fuck me eye and she's really good at that. And I was like, calm down with the fuck me eye. I've already been staring, you know, relax. I got this under control. Anyway, halfway through the dinner, I see them like start to disperse because they're like in a booth and I see the guy coming over. I'm like, oh my God, girl, he's walking over. He's walking over. So he's walking over to us and like, I'm like greeting him, trying not to look guilty even though I've been staring for like 25 minutes. And my friend just swoops right in and says, oh, hey, yeah, how are you doing? Da-da-da. I want to fuck you.
She said that straight
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
She was making sure you had no chance.
Zero.
She was like, nope, sorry.
Okay, can't take that bitch anywhere.
Wow, wow. You might have to rethink that friendship.
Oh, no.
Change your friend.
Well, plot twist. There's a plot twist. So first I was like, wow, what a bitch. But I didn't really care because I was like, that was pretty aggressive. Maybe I still have a chance, you know? But then I realized there was one guy whose back was not facing me. I couldn't see him. I saw his back of him, but whatever, I couldn't see him. So he starts walking over. This one is beautiful. And a little bit younger, too. I'm like, wow, he's fine as fuck. So I don't even know. I mean, again, tequila. I didn't have that many drinks.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Drinks. I had maybe like...
It's not tequila. It's just you wanted to do it.
Yeah, there's that. So he's like talking to me. Literally, the conversation, I don't know, was like, hey, what's your name? We start talking for 2 minutes. He starts making out with me.
2 minutes? How did it get to that?
I mean, maybe it was three. It was like a very small conversation. And then I don't even know, but I liked it. Anyway, I was like, oh, well, bye. And then the older guy like... gave us some money to put towards the bill. I was like, wow, that was nice. You didn't even eat with us. And the guy was like, where do you live? And I told him, and he's like, oh, I live over there. He's like, take my number. Then this other guy's like, you know how many women waiting for him? He's choosing you.
Ew, shut the fuck up. No one needs it. He doesn't need your help.
I was like, what? He's like, no.
He's the guy that gets no dick. No pussy.
Yeah, he was like, no, he was. So anyway, he left and I went to the house and then I said, what's your address?
Okay.
And I went over there.
Mm-hmm. How was the house? What was the living situation like? Is he okay?
He's okay.
Is he clean?
He's clean. He's actually immaculate.
San Francisco repeat? No.
No.
Okay.
It was almost like a model apartment.
Like, does he actually live there?
No, he does actually live there. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. there was pictures, I think. And I was like, and then I started overthinking it before I went. Like, I don't want to just fuck. Sometimes those Middle Eastern guys can be super chauvinistic and just be like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
What do you mean?
Sometimes you're just like,
they just want to, for their own self-pleasure.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't, like, it probably won't go further.
Oh.
Anyway, I just started really super.
Players,
yeah, yeah. You know, Israeli men, he was there to being Israeli. He's very playa, very, like, women, eh.
Because they're fine.
Yeah, because they're fine. And a lot of times they have nice dicks. Anyway, so we got in. I went in there, started making out. We had sex. Because I have no self-control, and I was already there. It was literally, like, 3 minutes from where I was, and it was good. But then he disclosed to me that he laser his entire body. He was completely hairless. And also that he gets some, I told him what I do, that I have a mobile spa. I'm like, oh, you know, I have a mobile spa. Mila's Mobile Spa. Go check it out. Follow Mila's Mobile Spa if you need any mobile services in the LA area. Anyway, back to our regular scheduled program. He disclosed he also had some Botox.
Oh,
done.
Why? Why was he telling you this?
I don't know. I just don't like to get old.
Wait, why the fuck? How did you get to Botox?
I said, I have a mobile spa. I do facials. He's like, what do you do? I was like, I wax and do facials. I'm like, but you seem pretty fucking hairless. He's like, oh, I lasered my whole body. Anyway, although I was nervous he wasn't going to call me, he's definitely been calling me and trying to hang out.
So how do you feel?
I feel good. I actually want to go back over there and see how I feel, like, just, like, in a different day.
Like, you know, not, yeah.
Not, like, immediately following a bar makeout to your house, to your dick. Goodbye.
Right.
But other than that, it was great. He's been calling me, wants to hang out this week. I said, of course, we're neighbors. And he was hot. So even though my friend was really aggressive, it worked out in my favor.
Did she go, what happened was her storyline?
I don't think anything happened with that.
Oh, damn.
I'll follow up, though.
Yeah, I need an update.
Okay, and now for my second story.
Oh.
Horror story part two.
Ooh.
Horror stories.
You like that improv?
You like that live?
We sing our own songs. We write our own hits. you can pass me the wine.
Sure. Horror story part two. So, okay. So, I told you guys that I rekindled with an old friend that I was dating back in my 20s. My early 20s, like 23, 22, maybe early 24. I met him in Atlanta. I was working at a hotel. And again, you know I like an older man. And he was ordering some drinks. And I was just like, in my head, I was like, oh, I like him. So we like had small talk. We exchanged numbers. He's a designer. He's a very cool guy, Swedish. We dated like pretty intensely back in the day. But I was 12, so I wasn't like really being serious. Anyway, we hooked back up. We went out one night, you know, for dinner. He came back to town. He lives in San Francisco. Well, I'm telling so many details. I hope he never listens. He came down because he has work here. And I met him at his hotel. We went to dinner. He made reservations. I love a guy that makes reservations. I love a reservation.
That's all it takes.
Reservation. Remember, bitches love accommodations, fellas. He made reservations.
No, reservations is crucial. It's so basic.
Just but do it.
I mean, it's one of those basic checkoffs. Like, yep. Made reservations.
Check, I care. Check I off. Care, but we're going somewhere.
For if you're Jamila, yep, owns plants.
Yeah, do you own a plant? So we went to dinner, and, you know, he has a nice car, has a really good career, he's established, and he's basically just got out of a relationship for 4 years, and that he is jumping right back into one because we're going to be together. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Not. I don't even know what I was going to say about that girl. I don't have no clue. I forgot.
You don't have no clue?
I have no clue.
You don't have no clue.
I don't have no clue what I was about to say. I don't know where that was going. I'm high, you guys. Okay.
We were going to a horror story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. You know I'm wordy. Like,
rewind.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So we go over to dinner. Mm-hmm. Have a great dinner. I'm like, I kind of like him. I forgot that I kind of liked him. And, he tells me this is what I was saying. Him and his girlfriend are breaking up because basically we're the same age and she wants to have kids and be married. And he's like, I've been married. I have a kid. I don't want to do it. I was like, perfect. And anyway, I'm like, I don't know, whatever. So we have dinner. We head back to the hotel. We're supposed to go to this Afrobeats party, but we're going to put our food back in the room. But instead we start like making out. And I'm giving him head, and he says, "Y'all, something about sucking his white cock." And I was like, "Oh no, he didn't."
Yep, he did.
And I was like, "No, that can't be it." You know, I'm like, "Continue," and he's like, "Oh y'all," you know, he's like a little.
Accent. I hate that sound.
Oh,
oh you know. Yeah, ew.
Oh, fuck, like, suck that white dick. And I'm like, no, he did say it. And then, you know, it's so fucked up. I have a podcast and then I have friends and we think everything is funny because immediately I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait till Erica this shit. And then I'm like, should I stop? This is all going in my head as I'm like, should I stop? And I'm like, well, I'm like, black guys say it, right? Like, I'm like, only when they're fucking white women, or do they say when they're fucking black women too? I'm like, please don't say anything about my black body. Just stop right here. Let's just keep it here. Thankfully, he didn't say anything, and I didn't stop. And I almost forgot about it till the next morning. I'm like, oh no.
And then you told me, and I was like, what?
Then you know, I got so mad, and I'm like, am I a sellout? Like, should I have stopped? But I've actually come to terms with it.
Well, all I said was, well, I said, what the fuck? Yeah, I did. And then I said,
what the fuck? Yeah, like I was a disgrace.
No, but and then I was like, well, I hope you plan on talking to him about this.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to. I haven't yet.
I feel like you still should.
I'm definitely.
It's going to happen again.
I'm definitely going to talk about
it. It's going to happen again.
I'm definitely.
I hope you know that.
I'm going to talk about it.
Until you do.
But I just.
He's gotten away. Can you imagine? Was his ex-girlfriend black?
He likes black women.
So obviously he was saying that to her. He felt comfortable saying that.
Well, because this is another thing I was thinking. I was like, I don't remember this type of talk before when we dated. I don't remember any blacks. But I mean, not any blacks, any whites. But also, someone I was talking to a couple people, I'm like, so what? It's just in the realms of sex. Like, it's true. He's white. You're black. Like,
yeah, but I don't know.
I was like, you know, well, you know, slavery.
Swedes, they have a very dark history of
what, they
racism.
Do?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought Swedes loved the blacks.
No.
I know like, so many Swedes. Like, I just
there's a lot of mixed people in Sweden, and there are like I feel like it is now. Yeah, more like liberal place, but. Don't get it twisted.
What is their dark history? Do you know?
I can't remember everything. Jennifer would always tell me. Jenny, because she's from Sweden. She's white. but I did that. I just, my mind went to that.
She just says Swedish people are pretty racist.
Yeah, like, there's like, I remember we went to this place, there were these little chocolate balls, and they're called something in Swedish that's racist. And she was like, oh yeah, the Swedes call these little chocolate balls like.
Like nigger balls.
They're like nigger balls. Yeah. Specifically, I remember that story. And forever I've said the Swedish are racist.
I mean, no, but so don't go to Sweden with him.
No, no, you should go to Sweden. Sweden's beautiful. Okay. And there are a lot of amazing, cool people there, like Jennifer.
Well, I just know a lot of, like, Swedish artists that are, like, obviously, like...
I don't want to say all Swedish people are racist. Okay, let's rewind.
No, let's be clear. European people are racist, historically speaking. That is a fact. When you travel as a black person, the first thing you ask is, how's their temperature with the blacks? Because it's fucked up everywhere. That's the reality of it. We're not saying all Swedes. Obviously racist. I'm obviously sucking a white.
Well, I just feel like, clearly he said that to his ex who allowed it. But I just feel like it's fetishizing you.
Oh my God, please don't make this a clip.
I won't. I'm just saying, like, and he might not even realize it might be just a sex thing because we fetishize a lot of things in sex, including
right.
race.
So, like, is it fetishy? That's what I'm sorry. So, I'm getting nervous. Oh no,
banging the sage.
He might be my man, and this is what I have to deal with. No, I guess is having a fetish actually negative? Someone said that if you fetishize something, is it negative? It can be.
I think it depends. You know, I think race is kind of one of those things that, I mean, I have, obviously, I think when you search porn, you have a preference, which I guess, I don't know if that's a fetish. I don't, that's not a fetish.
She told me Ebony is one of his preferences.
Yeah. Which, you know, very well might be, you know.
Who cares, right?
But I don't think he should be saying white cock. But I care about that. I think that's really, because if you bend with that, what other shit will you bend with that you'll normalize?
Well, that's why I really want to say something. I just don't want it to graduate from there, and then I'll really have to be like, look.
Well, you need to know, he needs to know who you are. You're not, like, Jamila, like... You're black as fuck. And there's going to be a time where, like, it's going to pop up again.
It's going to irritate
you. And it's going to irritate you. It'll become an issue. So you need to know now.
Right. But we talk about race. We joke, you know, like.
You joke.
I mean, like, we don't joke, but, like, it's not like, oh, but it comes up. And I'm very vocal. I mean, obviously, I can't, like, be dating someone and not be vocal about, like, everything I say. You know, it's just who I am. But, yeah, no, I do want to know, like, what is, like, in what way is that empowering to you? You know what
or
I'm saying?
Or unempowering to you, and that's the dynamic. That's the which I get that because there's that dynamic in sex, regardless of race too. Like the power dynamic. Like you're my bitch and I'm fucking you.
Right.
But like I don't know. For me, that's.
I don't know. It is weird. I mean, yeah.
That is a horror story, ladies and gentlemen. This is Erica's horror story. I'm so glad it hasn't happened to me yet because I don't know. I might have punched a nigga in the face or a white person in the face, I guess I should say.
Oh, and then we got back in the car. It was very luxurious. Luxurious vehicle.
Don't get blinded by the luxury.
You know, like luxury and reservations.
She's a bitch like luxury.
Honestly, oh my god. Oh my god. What? Now that you say that, I'm gonna tell you the real thought I had. Oh my god, you just reminded me.
Oh no.
Oh my god. So I got into, first of all, it's just not like a fucking Bentley, it's a G-Wagon.
That's still nice.
It was nice. Anyway,
They don't depreciate.
I got in and it had like that nice car smell, and I was like, you know what I thought to myself? I was like, I'm home. Literally, I was like, oh, this is from. I'm like, oh god, like what? I'm tripping. I'm in the wrong areas. Like, this is my smell.
This is my smell.
This is what I deserve.
Yeah, literally, I was like, oh yeah,
and you do. And you do.
But the fact that the scent put my mind there. Anyway, when we got back in the car, back to the hotel, he was playing some music, and I was like, trap music. I don't know if you call it trap music, whatever, it was rap music. And then I realized, like, this is not like a Spotify playlist. This is an album. And I was like, who is this? He's like, oh, Roddy Ricch. We're listening to the Roddy Ricch.
But do you think he was playing that because you were there?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. He's like, my son sent it to me. I like this one. And then he was like playing the songs that he liked. And I was just like, this is great. I love you. Bleep that out too.
Okay.
I'm easily impressed by reservations, luxury cars, and rap. White men that
Roddy Ricch. Get Jamila a white man that loves Roddy.
Oh my god. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for the truths that come into my mind, but these are the truths, nevertheless. Is that fucking shit? That's a dog.
How did she get in here?
She's been in here this whole time? She has been.
Oh my god, Shaka. Please turn them into something.
Oh my god. I hope all my black people were not like, you are a sellout, bitch. Well, you know.
I don't think you're a sellout, but I think it's like something, a conversation that needs to be had, and you need to keep an eye on what's happening over there, and don't get blinded by the luxury.
I'm not. No, it's not. No. I actually like him.
No, and he might be cool. He sounds cool. Besides that, he's cool.
He's older. He's cool.
Also, some white people just need to be educated.
And also, I mentioned, like, being in a place where I don't, like, whatever you do while you're, where you're at, whatever you're doing, like, I'm cool with that, you know? Like, if it's love here and a partnership here, I'm good. So, I'm just putting everything I want out in the beginning and then, like, letting it, see how that plays out. Because that's the truth. Like, I really do like him, but he travels all the time. He's, like, always going places. He's always traveling. And we talk, but not a lot. And I'm cool with that. And then when I see you, let's just be great.
You know what I've been struggling with? This makes me think of this because I feel like, you know, I've been doing my own. Oh, shit. But I still feel like I'm ready to be married.
I mean, me too. I still.
However, I think what I'm having issues with in the midst of all of whatever I'm doing, which isn't a lie, whatever. I just, you know, I feel like having that conversation with someone that you're just starting to date and telling them that, like, because really, I really feel like this is what should be happening. I feel like I've done it. I do it more with men I don't give a fuck about. That I'm like, hey, I'm not really looking for just, like, a sexual encounter. Like,
you say this to niggas that you don't give a fuck about?
I'm just like, I'm ready. Like, just, I'm not, I don't want to date just for fun. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not ready, or if the vibe isn't right, and I'm not telling you have to decide right now, but I'm just letting you know that, like, that's the intention that I'm going with when I'm dating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. Didn't you listen to Daphne's episode?
I did.
I feel like I'm starting to take Daphne's advice.
Oh, okay, because it's so funny, because last week, I'm pretty sure you told me that a nigga that you don't really give a fuck about said to you that he, what did he say? He was, like, breaking up with you, even though you guys weren't together, and you were, like, shocked?
Right, but I don't want to date him.
But you're saying you do it to guys you don't care about.
I don't care about him.
Actually, but you didn't do it to him. You didn't say that.
Yeah, I just, well, that's because maybe not every guy I don't care about. Some guys I don't care about, I don't tell them shit.
Who do you care about?
Bitch. I guess no. No, I'm just saying, but that's how I should, I feel like that's how I need to start leading my conversations.
Right. So to better, like, okay. Yeah.
To better navigate the dating space, because.
Well, me too. I think,
you know,
that's true.
Like, I haven't really been even, like, I guess I went on, like, I went to dinner the other night, you know, what, I haven't really been dating, you know, like, I don't feel like I've been.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we have, like, a, it's either, like, one or ten. We're, like, dating, or I met you 5 minutes ago, and I'm at your apartment having sex. Like, and then, bye, catch you later. And we have this very strong.
No, but, you know, like, I think a lot of women do that. I think we're at a time, too, where women feel really empowered, and, like, we're sharing with the people that we're spending our time with. Or at least, like, once I can, I'm not saying that's on the first date, but if I decide that I feel like we're having a vibe, you should probably know that I like you, and, like, I'm going to allow this like to keep growing organically.
Right, right, right.
I'm not going to withhold it. I'm not going to stop it, because eventually, I want, if I'm feeling it, like, why not? But if you don't feel that way, you should know that I do, so that you can, like, fall back, because I just feel like that's the fair thing to do.
But also, I might be fucking other people.
That too, yeah. But I just mean, at least I'm being honest about the fact that, like, I like you and I want to see where this goes. And it's not just sex versus emotion and sex. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's a difference. There's a difference between the people I have casual sex with and I call every now and then, we don't talk, versus the people that, like, maybe I have sex with and that, like, I actually wanted to get to know you better type shit.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what I mean, like, more so. Is, like, and then I've been struggling with that because, like, I've been thinking about, like, okay, what if I did want to have that conversation with someone? How would that go? How do I say that? Like, it's so fucking awkward. I feel like you should just tell me. And, like, and that's, like, my ego too. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm the woman. You should make me feel appreciated. You should make me feel like this is what we're doing, right?
No, I do feel. I feel
that, but I still feel like that in ways.
Like, if you,
but I also want to feel empowered enough to be able to say it
how
too.
How you feel? You know? I think I feel. Most of me feels that way. Like, I feel like as a man, if you value me, you should, like, tell me that you want it to be more. But also, like, the real side of me, who I fucking, I'm a lover and I can't help it, and I'm like, I love you. Like, what do you mean? And I'm like, this is serious. You know, like,
you like that?
When I like someone, yeah. When I like someone, I get really mesmerized. Honestly, like, yeah.
I guess I just don't really see that side of you. I don't see, like, you in that mode with your men's.
It hasn't really been
actually thinking about it. I haven't really been around you and a lot of men, like, in an intimate setting, like girlfriend type shit,
like someone I'm dating, or
like a little bit with, like, Young Bae, but, like, that's it.
Yeah
So I can't imagine you in that way.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, that's who I am.
I can get pretty bad. I mean, I'm not, like, annoying, like, PDA annoying, like, bitch, calm down.
No.
Also, like, if I like someone,
no, it's not about PDA.
I'm a girl. Like, you want me to come? Want me to come where?
Yeah.
You want me to make spaghetti? Oh, okay. I'll be right over. Sure. Okay. Mushrooms are no. Okay. Gotta go. Oh my god. I'm a lover. I love, I can love hard.
So am I, and, like, I feel like my love can be intense, so, like, I always try to, like, I feel like I'm always withholding it, holding back, and, like, it's either, like, all or nothing with me, so it either feels like I'm being cold, or, like, I'm being too much, and then they get, like, I feel like people get nervous.
I am a lover, but also I've really paid attention lately that I can, there's something I can hold away, like, I'm still very, like, blocked, like, I'm open, but also, like, I don't let a lot of people in, you know? So if I really like you and I'm letting you in, then that's a big deal. We're like lover haters.
Complicated. And then we sit here and say, we're not complicated. They are.
No, it's not. If it's mutual, it's not complicated. If I'm forcing it you know what I mean? Like, if it's mutual, it's not complicated.
No, I do. Because that's how I felt for a while with my Happy Bae. Felt like...
Is this mutual?
No. Well, it felt... No, it felt just, like, so free and flowing, you know? And, like, because that's the only reference I have. Well, not only reference, obviously. I have it with my baby daddy. But, like, it happened so long before that. Like, I literally been in a relationship for so long that I forgot what that feeling, that beginning felt like.
Fall for someone.
But, like, the beginning is, like, so, it's the best.
It's so fun, yeah.
I think that's what I want. I just want to, like, repeat the beginning over and over.
Let's just fall in love.
Like, let's just, like,
keep falling.
Keep falling in love. And it's like, and then if we fall out, I'll find someone else immediately to fall
in love with them.
No, but you know, I used to do that, and that's weird. Like, I think about, like, I used to just jump into relationship after relationship. I was, like, a serial I was in monogamous relationships for a long period of time, back to back, up until the time I first even started dating. So I think about that now, and I'm like, I don't even, like, I tell you all the time, like, how do our friends have boyfriends? I'm like, what? Like, it has to be, like, I know it's a lot of it is because I dodge so many people, too, though. I'd be like,
how do all your friends have boyfriends, but you never end up
with whereas before I didn't. I would be like, okay, you want my love? I'll give it to you. You know?
I don't.
Which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Because sometimes I wonder if I'm missing my love, you know, because I'm so picky, like, now.
Yeah.
Whereas before I wasn't that picky. I wasn't that picky. Not to say my friends aren't that picky. Because a lot of my friends are single. But, like, I don't know.
I don't get a lot of boyfriend, like, opportunities. I don't think I give people enough time to get to the opportunity to be my boyfriend. Like, call you next week. And probably, yeah, part of it is, like, the really nice guys who could go there. Like, I just
fucking, I can think of a few nice guy options that I could have, like,
fostered.
I could foster, and it could be more time, but I'm just not interested
enough, you know? I have to be interested enough to foster the relationship, and you do too. And if it doesn't happen naturally, I'm cool with that. Maybe we could be friends, maybe we could have sex, like, whatever. But, like, I think naturally, if we both have a mutual like for each other that's natural and organic, we will both foster that relationship, and I trust that it will be mutual.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen that often, because then everyone would be falling in love every 5 minutes.
Yeah, not this bitch.
Not this bitch either. I don't fall in love every 5 minutes.
I'll fall in love for a week or two.
Oh, yeah, even right now.
I'm actually in love right now.
I've had a couple, like, crazy, that's another thing. So the Swedish guy, Swedish bae, I know, it's so long, we're talking so much. She's telling me to hurry up. Okay, fine. What were we talking about?
Love, I'm in love.
Oh, I've had a couple crazy thoughts. Like, what if we end up together forever?
But that's, I realize how crazy women are. And we, like, are. I know it's not just me. And I know there's some bitches out there that don't do this shit, okay?
But most of us
And you know
do.
What? More power to you. I want to be like you when I grow up, and I'm working on it. And sometimes I feel that way. But most of the time, I'm envisioning our future in marriage and babies together after our second date. And I'm just going to keep it real with you. Like, do I, like, it's honestly out of my control at this point. Like, it's not even like I'm trying to think about it.
It just happens.
It just happens.
It's true.
I surrender. I acknowledge them. I think about them. They look cute, or they don't, or they look. So that's it. That's it. And if you lie to yourself and saying that you don't feel that way sometimes, then.
I've been out with this guy twice since we both reconnected.
Thank you.
And I've thought about all types of happy endings, because I'm crazy. And even though he said white cock, I'm still thinking about it, because
your wedding in Sweden off the coast of France.
He doesn't want to be married or have any more kids. But I'm also like, can I convince him otherwise? Like,
your togetherness ceremony.
I do want a togetherness ceremony. I'll settle without having the legal papers, but also, like, I need to be your beneficiary.
Shut up. You sound like you're going to kill the man.
Never. But I think bitches never would kill anyone, but what I'm, unless you try to kill me. But what I'm saying is that's how people get fucked up. I know so many women who've been with men for 20 years, they never got married, but then at the end, they're fucked, and they don't even know how to work because they weren't doing shit to begin with. We need to have a setup. We don't have to get married, but we do need a setup. Anyway, women are crazy.
And so are we.
And we're also, yeah, and so are we. We're confused. But not. Very clear.
Anyway. We had no idea what this episode was going to be about, but I think we're done. I think we've touched on everything. So
everything that's happened in 1 week.
Make sure you guys follow us at goodmoms_badchoices. Join our newsletter on our website, goodmomsbadchoices.com. Buy tickets to our show in LA, March 28th. Link in our bio on Instagram or our website. What else?
Confirm if you're going to be in New York at Supper New York at 7 for dinner in our DMs or email info@goodmomsbadchoices.com.
And I'm super excited also because at our show, Sebastian is going to be performing and it's going to be bomb.
Yeah, this is actually like a full show. We're going to have an opener, we're going to have a DJ, we're going to have a full bar. It's 420 friendly. It's actually going to be a party. After the show, the party will continue.
Yeah.
In twerking fashions.
If you're in New York next week, hit us up. Come to our dinner at Supper in New York, NYC.
And I'm sure we'll probably go out and we'll announce that too.
And make sure you, oh, you know what? Please, 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 if you listen to us, if you love this episode, if you just joined, if you're feeling it, if you're fucking with us, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review.
Scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Because Apple be tripping. Like, the podcast app is some bullshit. You're going to get lost. Just scroll all the way down.
To the bottom and write a review and leave a comment, please.
Please, thank you.
Rate us.
Reviews matter.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. And yeah, we will catch you guys next week.
Oh, also, start submitting some horror stories, very much like ours. For our live show, because we're going to need some horror stories.
Yeah, we need some level 10 horries.
Level 10.
We need you. If you've been withholding them, if you've been like scared to send them, they're now anonymous. The send those horries ASAP. Rocky, please.
ASAP Rocky?
I don't know. Okay. It felt right.
Well, we're going to New York, so ASAP Rocky.
Yep,
send them.
Yep.
Get your Tim's.
Oh, fuck. I wish we could exit with ASAP. Ugh, you know what? I hate Apple and their fucking music laws.
Can we just do it?
Just this one time? Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I said it must be, cause a nigga got dough. Extraordinary swag in the mouth full of gold. Hoes at my shows, they be stripping off their clothes. And the college girls write a nigga name on their toe. Right. Niggas talk shit till they get locked jaw. Chrome till you don't, till you get Glock jaw. Party like a cowboy or a rock star. Everybody play the tough guy till shit pop off.
Let's take it to the basis. You and them missed the greatness. My Martin was a Mason. Rock Margellas with no laces. Chris, now go by the cases. Wait, hold up, that was racist. I would prefer the aces.